This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Last time I had a conversation with her, she had just released this song and she was cementing her name in the music industry. Her name is Snezi with Kungumusa. I am having a conversation again with her this very morning. And that's because she's got another song out. And let me tell you, that song sounds amazing. It's doing well across charts online, charts on radio, and even on Capricorn FM. It is on the Revival Hour Top 10. That song is titled Ungubaba. She is on the line. Good morning, Snezi. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
It is an absolute pleasure. Last time we spoke, you just released Kungumusa. You're out with another one. But before we get to talk about this new single, I mean, Snezi, how have you been keeping sane in the madness of 2020?
Hey, guys, we more vibes. Got 2010. How is it 2020 more vibes, guys? But God has been good.
Yeah.
God has been pulling through with everyone, man.
Yeah, I mean, well done on yet another single. And it's not just a single, it's your second one, which is doing just as great, if not even better than your first single. How does it make you feel when both of your songs have been received with so much love?
Yo, guys, nothing is overwhelming as seeing people receiving your gifts just the way you always pray for. With it. The day Unkulunkulu set me on a certain level in being, may the world, because it's what the Bible says, we should speak for Unkulunkulu when they look grace Unkulunkulu. But mina Itrayan always says, Lord, as I am favored in your eyes, let everyone that reaches, people can reach to, have favor on me. And trust me, Unkulunkulu has honored me, Unkulunkulu, Lord.
Yeah, okay. Now, from Kungumusa to Ungubaba, are we looking at an album? Last year, you dropped one song. It's almost the end of 2020. You're dropping one more song. What is going on?
The last song is just a creation to an album coming soon.
Oh, it's a starter, the thing.
Activation, you're good. Yeah, guys.
Okay.
An album coming soon. We're going to receive it before the end of the move at 2020.
Okay, so also I think one of the amazing wonders that God has been doing in this year is that even with, the COVID-19 lockdown and everything, gospel musicians, gospel artists have come out and they have done amazing, amazing stuff, you know, stuff that we didn't expect to come out of a year like this. So when you look at everything that has happened this year, and the album that you are promising us before the end of the movie, anyone... Is there anyone that you're looking at and say, listen, I want to work with this person, even if it's not for this album, but in the future?
Yo, there's actually a lot of a band that I really want to praise God with.
Okay.
And simply because I'm a gift, but just amazing. Firstly, I believe Open Amtambo as a child of God.
Oh, yes.
Do well in a gospel jam. The likes of, obviously, Ubabu Benjamin Duda and the whole team. I'd also love to work with Umahalia Buchanan. I'd also love to work with Udum, my friend. I'd also like to work with him. And, I'm promised you to talk about Zavanagotaya. I'd also love to work with Okaya. And, guys, I always say this. Embilonia, you know when you know with each career, Unkulunkulu we drive a certain way, but kunale element that's missing.
Okay.
I always say I sabawel well ikuya a career niyami.
Oh, sabawel just celebration, sabawel matuzi number.
Ikuya a life niyami. Even if it's just for 1 year or even one tour, I sabawel well that platform in my life.
But,
my lips to God's ears.
Sure.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Receive when a child of God. Snazzy, I definitely see you enjoy celebration, and that is a very funny thing. And I think I'm looking at the way you perform. You are on stage, you have a presence, and if there's anything Joy Celebration does is give you that presence when they are on the stage, the performance. So hey, Wena girl, just pray about it, and yeah, we'll see it happening soon. But let's get back to this particular chat. Today we're talking about your brand new album. It's titled Ungubaba, and you know, simply in my language, or even in English, it just means you are the father. But what does the song mean to you, and what is the inspiration about it?
Like, now I grew up as a child, I'm a church girl, and Ungubaba is one of the hymns that they sang in my church, my grandmother's church.
Okay.
And you've always had the song, like, but you tend to just it's one of those songs that I've mastered in church. But as you grow, you get to a point that I see where you're like, but God, I've been nothing but faithful to you.
Mm.
Can't you just bless me for the goodness I've done in your eyes? Yes, you said in your word you should live a life that's pleasing in your eye.
Mm.
Damn, see, I try every day to live a life that's pleasing in your eye. Can't you bless me just for that?
Yeah.
And God's mind, it will be. Remember, I said in the word, I will never leave nor forsake you.
Amen.
I am so loyal, Baba. I said I would be kubantu to, like, in Danane. I'll be that husband. I said I'll be to widows. And I'm still that father. I'm still here. I'm closer. Just open your eyes and see me more. And when Unkulunkulu deposited this song, like, I've always known at some point I'll record this song, but I just didn't know when.
Yeah.
And when it was placed in my heart's mind, I was like, okay, thank you, God. I guess this is the right time. Then speak to me. What are you saying about this song? And he reminded me, Baba, tend the wheel through everything, in every situation, tend the wheel and we are peace.
Absolutely. I think it was also a very perfect time for the song to be placed in your spirit, because everybody needed a reminder to know who is still in charge and who our banner is.
True. And you know, I believe this COVID thing is, like you said, a lot of gospel artists released or did is into that are amazing during this COVID thing. I said in the beginning of COVID, I think this is a time where Tina has the worshippers, as the leaders of worship, this is a time where we need to draw ourselves to ourselves, fix our relationship with God, ask Him what He actually wants us to do. I believe that doesn't apply in Unkulunkulu. You know, we get to a point where we're so yes, but why eat uzot? Why eat uzot? And Unkulunkulu, I don't try to hear that, bro. He has a certain way to remind you to tell us this. So I said, Mina, this is a time where we have to draw ourselves to ourselves. Ask Unkulunkulu, what is it that you want to do with me? And trust me, when He tells you, He will show you a way. You would
absolutely, absolutely. Oh, Snazzy, it's always wonderful talking to you. I truly, truly do enjoy it. Thank you so, so much for coming out with this song. We are looking forward to the album, but we will, in the meantime, just check your social media to see what's going on. How do we follow you?
Oh, my God. Keep on checking, guys. Keep on checking.
How do we follow?
On Instagram, I'm Snazzy Nsomi. On Facebook, I'm Snazzy Nsomi. On Twitter, I'm Snazzy M1. That's where Indaba Zikona is linked. So, you guys, inshallah, pan kala zindaba.
Oh, thank you so, so much, Snazzy. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. Once again, ngiyabonga kakhulu to everyone who's still supporting me. Snazzy's Life After Idols, I kneel, and Unkulunkulu emuhle. Sekuse duze la siyakhona, and Unkulunkulu emuhle.
Oh man, I absolutely love this woman. Her name is Snazzy Nsomi, and this is her brand new song. It's called Ungubaba. It's doing amazing things on most of the charts in the country, whether they are online or even just on radio stations and TV channels. So it's coming up next. It's titled Ungubaba.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.